It's Powerback time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each week we bring you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. Actually be one of the most unscripted episodes that I've ever recorded. I literally have not written anything down. I usually have some pre-planning that I do to prep for recording these. But this week, this power back is all about if you fall down, don't stay down. And I'm choosing to do this really raw and unscripted because I'm in this place right now, guys. I record these episodes because I get you, because I am one of you. I can deliver these things to you because I've experienced them. I know what you're going through in this life, especially as an entrepreneur. Look, this shit is hard. It is not for the faint of heart. It can tax about every aspect of your life, your finances, your relationships, your health. Look, my freaking hair is falling out right now. Is my business perfect? No. Are we headed in the right direction? Absolutely. But here's the thing, and again, I'm choosing to record this today because I had a down day. Today, I fell. I cried in my office. I was heating up my bowl of freaking beef stew that I brought in from home, and the rest of the girls had gone out for some lunch. They invited me to go along, and I decided, you know what, I just really need to stay here, and I just felt like I needed to stay into the office, and that's what I did. And I'm heating up my beef stew, and I just had this, like, breaking point where I leaned over the counter, and I literally just started to ugly cry. I mean, we're talking snot and hyperventilation and yelling out loud, and we're in full-on meltdown mode. And you know what? That's exactly what I needed. I think sometimes as entrepreneurs, there is this stigma that we're supposed to be strong all the time and we're always just supposed to be on the go and hustle really hard and, you know, don't give up on your daydreams and all this shit that floats around on the internet. And so there's this expectation that as an entrepreneur that you can't have emotion, that you can't feel, that you can't lean into whatever it is that's going on, whether you're feeling really bad about yourself or you've had like a tremendous win. Today, I fell down. I got really, really upset. I was feeling depressed and defeated and overcome and questioning everything. And honestly, today I felt stupid. Like, I should know better. I should know more. Why isn't this stuff figured out? Why after 12 and a half years in business are we still in this type of scenario? And so I cried and I fell down. And you know what? That's exactly what I needed to do. I needed to let that release out. I needed to let that go. And I'm sharing the story because I want you to let your shit out. Look, you do not have to be some Terminator, Star Wars, Yoda, perfect Barbie. Like, I don't know. I don't even, that's such a weird combination, but we are told or driven to the fact that we have to be always on and ready and dodging and hustling. And, you know, it's just some perfect life. And oh, by the way, on Saturday afternoons, we're on our freaking yachts. Yeah, it's bullshit. You are a real person and this stuff is hard. And this week, I want you to take your power back by crying, by getting angry, by writing out your feelings, by punching a pillow. I don't know, whatever bottled up bullshit emotion that is in you that everyone has told you that it's not okay. This week, you get to take your power back by feeling that. Because when you do that, you open up so much capacity. You open up so much ability. Because this allows you, when you fall down, it keeps you from staying down. And that's the whole premise of this week's power back is when you fall down, that's okay. Falling down is part of the process, but not staying down is a choice. So cry, punch a pillow, yell at something, bite a piece of leather. I don't know, whatever it is that you're into, throw some darts, whatever, break some glass, whatever emotion you need to feel, I want you to feel it. And then I want you to get yourself back together. And that doesn't mean like, oh, I cried and now all of a sudden I'm going to be perfect again. No, that might be tomorrow and it might be next week. Tonight, I'm feeling really empowered because I let that emotion out. I let it go. And then I had an aha moment this afternoon. And it was like, oh, duh, this is clearly what I need to do. This is what's going to help me move the needle forward. When you embrace yourself and your emotions as a leader, I promise you, not only are you going to be a better person, you're going to be a better boss, you're going to be a better leader for your employees, for your clients, and you're going to get that clarity back. It's going to help you get back up. You have way more power in you than you give yourself credit for. You've got this. You just got to let yourself feel what you need to feel, dust off your knees, wipe your tears, clean up the shards or whatever you just broke, and then get back in the game, because why you came here in the first place is calling you. You deserve more than whatever circumstance is holding you back. So go ahead, get down, fall down, ugly cry, do whatever it is you need to do, and then get back in the game. Because you, my friend, you already know that you have more than this situation. You already know that you are destined to win. Now, I need you to start believing it. Join me next week on the Gutsy Podcast for oh my gosh, this guy is one of the most energetic, magical unicorn humans I have ever met. So much that I have to sing his intro. I have JB the Wizard. Yeah, the Wizard. Talking about the number one secret to success. And this is not all that BS crap that you Google on the internet. This is like literal in-depth, like down into your DNA kind of stuff that actually starts to move the needle and gets you closer to where you want to be in lightning speed. This is an episode that you are not going to want to miss. But until then, check out some previous episodes for more gutsy insight on life and business on Facebook and Instagram at That Laura Aura. And of course, as always, stay gutsy.